This episode of the Blind Bargains Cast may trip your smart speaker. Then again, it may not. We don't know. We don't care.
Welcome to Blind Bargains Cast 138, coming to you from a hotel in New Jersey and a house in North Carolina with a quick stopover in an air conditioner closet in Texas. I'm your host, JJ, and I'm joined by your other host, JoJo Steinkamp. How you doing, Joe?
Greetings and salutations on this beautiful springtime day in the southern half of the USA. Is it time to segue? Segue?
Thanks, Joe. He's a little out of it. He's like on the East Coast looking for the newly shrunken offices of the latest accessibility company that has been acquired by VFO. Hey, good luck with that.
Okay, Google.
We'll check in with Joe in just a minute. For now... And Amazon spokespeople could not be reached for comment.
Speaking of buying all the things you want, this episode of Blind Bargains Cast is brought to you by Hams. Yes, Hams, the most accessible meat product in the world. Happy Easter, everybody.
Hey, Joe's back. And that's number one on the Segway counter and also for our bank account. Thanks, Hams. What's coming up on the show today, Joe?
Well, JJ, we've got news right here in River City. So much news, you won't believe this particular show can contain all the particular news we've got for you on this sunshiny day. There's so much news!
Yeah, so what else is on the show, Joe?
We've also got an interview with that well-known Apple fangirl and show regular Shelly, no last name required. And after that, there's a tip, sound off, and the last word, which may involve an earworm or two.
Is that like a new Cheetos flavor?
Speaking of new delivery services...
But we weren't.
The fiancé and I ordered some Taco Bell from Door Dump last night. And let me tell you, I haven't had such a great meal since back when I sold stereos for the Division of Blind Services in Texas.
So can we do the news now?
Not until there's a segue.
Can you just say, like, and now the news or something?
No, we can't do that. It's like Richard was saying to me the other day at my accessible Doctor Who TARDIS woman party.
Probably going to regret this, but who's Richard?
Oh, JJ, you know Richard. He's vaguely associated with an accessibility company that merged with another accessibility company that makes Braille chocolate, which is very good, by the way. The boy and I were having some when we were playing Xbox the other
night. Joe.
What's your hurry, JJ? Okay, for our top stories this April 1st, we've got news about the world's first Braille display made entirely of Echo Dots. It's a little noisy. And the state of Delaware has declared that all cars on its roads will be driverless. Blind people can't decide whether to be really excited or run like hell. And finally, there's the survey of the week. Nabisco wants to know which kind of Oreos blind Jaws users in their 30s prefer. Get it? Jaws? Jaws.
Thanks, Joe. It has been a busy news week, and now, how about that interview?
You're so right, Jay. I had the pleasure of sitting down for a chat with world-famous Apple apologist and alleged low-vision author, Shelly. Patrick, roll that interview, please.
Okay, fine. Whatever. All these people with their crappy mic technique and their popping peas.
And now it's time to hear from Shelly, who just sort of wanders onto the show from time to time to talk about Apple. No one knows why she does it. Hey, welcome to Blind Bargains, Shelly. I understand Apple released a crappy new iPad this week. It's more expensive than a Chromebook, so why should anyone consider wasting their money on one?
Buy my book!
I see. And Shelly, the most recent Apple TV finally supports 4K video more than a year after Roku did it. Now that's an important feature for blind people. I think you'll agree with that. And Apple still charges like four times what Roku does. What do you say to that?
Buy my book, iOSaccessbook.com.
Is it true that your AirPods deliver secret messages from Tim Cook to your ears each night as you sleep?
I talk about AirPods in Chapter 5. Buy my book, iOSaccessbook.com.
Thank you, Shelly. That was enlightening as always. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, yes I do, Joe. Android is made of Kit Kats and marshmallows, and iOS is made of sweet, delicious, succulent apples. And apples are good for you, Joe.
Yuck! Hey, time for a word from our sponsor. This interview was brought to you by Hems, the smart laundry app that keeps you from throwing your reds in with your whites. Back to you, JJ. JJ? Time to the tip. Jay? Jay? Anytime now. I can't do these segues by myself.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm back. I forgot we were recording. Thanks for doing that interview. I think you really asked the important questions there.
Okay, who's got the tip? Just the tip.
I don't know. Who did the tip last week?
I don't know. Maybe Patrick knows. I don't know.
Patrick, who did the tip last week?
I don't know, and I honestly don't give a crap.
That's not nice, Patrick.
Whatever, I'll do the tip.
Fine. Speaking of questions, it's time for a tech tip about how not to use your iPhone.
How is that speaking of questions?
Well, when you call someone on the phone, you usually want to ask a question or two, don't you? Well, don't you?
Sure, Joe. Anyway, here's the tip. When you take a shower, don't drop your phone in there. This segment is brought to you by Hums, the karaoke system that really doesn't care if you know the words. That's Hums. And we thank them for their support.
It's your turn to sound off. Email feedback at blindbargains.com or tweet us at blindbargains.
The BBQ mailbag is full today. Well, not actually full. We have one letter. It's like 13 Braille pages. And that's about all the time we have for sound off. Keep those letters coming in to blindbargains.com. We'll read the bits we like on the air.
Today's last word was inspired by the time I was working at a college radio station in Houston. I think it was when the 14th Doctor was on the show.
Who?
Exactly. It was the 80s, and there was only one kind of Oreos back then, and zero robot hamburger machines.
And then what happened? Did you have an actual story?
No, I was just thinking about Oreos in the 80s.
Well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the BB Cast. If you want to get in touch with us, go to...
Take that back. I think it was the 16th.
Blindbargains.com. We're on Twitter
Mentioned it on episode 427 of Who's That Doctor? I really love that
Can we
that
tell
show.
People where to find this podcast?
Sure. Blindbargains.com.
I think I said that. Go to the audio tab and subscribe. We are... Blind Bargains on Twitter and Pinterest and MySpace and Tumblr and LinkedIn.
Say goodbye, JJ.
Bye.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright April 1st, 2018.
Well, there you have it. At least we have an interview. That'll take up some
time.
Yeah,
it actually wasn't that long, which is pretty good. I mean, Shelley's usually good when she comes on the show. You know, she gets in, says what she needs to,
gets
right out.
Do you feel like it's too commercial, maybe? Or I don't know. I mean...
No, I mean, people know about her book, and they know that she's probably going to come on and, you know, be a little bit promotional. That's kind of why we do some of this stuff.
She's got that Apple thing. She just can't let go of it. And then there's all the stuff about, you know, marshmallows. Marshmallows are really good. I like marshmallows.
I like marshmallows.
Well, she got against marshmallows. Jay, you were really upset when she asked for those apples. She brought those apples to CSUN, and you didn't like that. You thought that was a waste of
time. I don't
really
like apples. I mean, if I'm having a fruit, I like something like an orange, maybe a lemon, like in my drink
something
or whatever.
You can put in a drink, right? It's a little hard to put an apple in a drink.
Hey, guys, I'm still here. I'm still here.
What was that sound? I'm not sure quite what that was. I don't know what that was.
Bah, my book.
I don't know what that was.
That's really good.
Bah, my book. I was sexist.com.
Make yourself like a cackling. I don't know what that is.
That's great. I love it.